titles need to be established. They didn't even address each other by name. The writer didn't even address it by name either. So what was being established is the word is going to go forth. It doesn't matter about your title. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter what you're doing. The word is coming to you. And when the word comes to you, it's going to make some change in you. It will make some change in you. Do you want change to take place? Because if you really want change to take place, the word is going to penetrate. And it's going to stir. See, he gave the truth saying that when the waters were stirred, there's no one there to help them to get in it. Jesus is the well of healing. He says, I'm everything in one that you need. But what you need is inside of you that needs to be activated. I know for some of you, and they're like, but I have faith, Pastor. I have faith. I declare and I do everything, but things just still haven't happened. How many of you are there? I declare, I believe, and things still just haven't happened. I said, Lord, I want some real change. I want some real manifestation. I want to see truth be displayed. How many of you have prayed that prayer? Everybody else is getting blessed but me. See, some of y'all are like, no, I don't pray that. I think it, but I don't pray it. Because you see some of the worldly folks getting blessed. Well, I wish I was talking to a lively church in here. Okay, I'm going to say some things. You're probably going to get offended. Good crowd in here. I love you. Those of you on the podcast, love you for listening and tuning in. I'm going to say something. You're probably going to click me off, but it's okay. It's okay. It's true. I need to have a black church in here right now. I need to have some folk help me out here. Because I'm looking at a bunch of folks looking at me like, what you talking about, Pastor? I've been doing everything you've been saying. Ain't nothing changing. But if I had some real church folk in here and say, Pastor, I got you. Someone shouting hallelujah and an amen every now and then kind of stirs some folks around them. You see, I know that God has put inside of you what you need for your breakthrough. It's a BYOB. Bring your own breakthrough. You have got to carry it yourself. You can't let somebody else carry it. You can't let the preacher preach you to happiness. You got it yourself. Are you hearing what I'm trying to tell you? What am I talking about? You can't be waiting for somebody else for your breakthrough. You have got to look at God and say, I got it myself. I'm walking this thing out myself. And if ain't nobody there to help me, I will do it myself. All I need is someone to say, go ahead, Pastor, preach a little bit more and make the devil mad, because it don't matter what the devil in hell is talking about. I serve Jesus. Oh, Lord, I feel my helper now. Come on, guys, let's just run the devil all the way out of Dodge. Let's get him all the way out of your finances. Let's get him all the way out of your health, your marriage, your children. Let's get them all the way out. Why? Because you're carrying your own breakthrough. Your own breakthrough. You got to carry it with you everywhere you go. Oh, I got to get to that church. That prophet prophesied to everybody. I ain't saying a word to you, but the Lord ain't telling me to. I need a word. Read your word. Oh, I need a breakthrough. Then carry yourself like you're going to get a breakthrough. You got to walk some things out. It don't come that easy. You got to carry it. And as long as you carry it, and as long as you're walking by faith, it may look like it ain't going to turn around. It may look like you've been left out, forgotten. God says, I'm going to turn some things around for you, but I'm going to address it in you first. Do you want to get well? Oh, Lord. Lord, maybe I need a double portion. Do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? Let me address the negative side and the positive side. I don't want to deal with this no more. I want change in my life. I want something to be in stereo. Where it's all the way around. Huh. Because what's inside of you is the ability for your breakthrough. You don't let your circumstance speak to you. You speak to your circumstance. Careful now. You do not look defeated. You look in the mirror and say, I am an overcomer. I am a champion. I am victorious. I am who God has said that I am. I will be who God told me to be. I am going to become what He wants me to be. I am walking this thing out. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. Action is required for your breakthrough. In Hebrews 11, 29, 30, watch this. And it was by faith the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. But when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned. What is he saying? It's your actions will deal with your enemies. Your actions in obedience and your desire to be set loose and set free will come against your enemies. Lord, it was by faith, the Israelites walked through an impossible situation. And what happened? He said, I split the Red Sea. They walked over on dry ground. It wasn't what they did. It was by obedience, desire, and action that they got breakthrough. In the middle of their breakthrough, what was trying to chase them down was coming to wipe them out. God said, what I spoke to you is a word for you. It wasn't for Pharaoh and his army. That's why the Red Sea swallowed them all up. You can't be operating on somebody else's word. You got to operate on your word. Woo! Hey, preach myself happy in here. Now watch this. Verse 30 says this. It was by faith that the people of Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days. And the walls came crashing down. How come it didn't happen on day one? Day two. Day three. It didn't happen till day seven. Completion in the process. Fulfillment of a word. Incidentally, he said, don't carry anything, but send the minstrels ahead of you. Send Judah first. Your praise is in your breakthrough. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Your obedience is in your praise. Because if you don't want to praise Him, He'll make the rocks to praise Him. I'm trying to tell you something. The God that we serve, woo, He's going to make you see some things differently. He's going to open the blind eye of your faith. He's going to make you see it different. He's going to open your deaf ear to His word so you can hear it differently. He is going to make what was crippling you from doing the action of faith, and you're going to walk. You're not going to go back to a religious self. You're not going to go back to a religious authority. You're going to walk by faith, not by sight. You're going to walk by obedience and desire, not by sight. They walked around 7 days. That seventh day, the wall came down. It came down. And it wasn't by their own strength. It wasn't with anything that they could do. It was what was inside of them that brought the wall down. Obedience, desire, and action. Yes, you can have it. It don't matter what the wall looks like. It's coming down. by faith. By faith. That Rahab, the harlot, that hid the spies, that portion of the wall, it didn't crumble because of obedience and desire to help the people of God. Lord, hear me. There's some things in your life that you think disqualify you, but it's the very thing that has qualified you for your breakthrough, your miracle, and your supernatural release. Why? Because if you can do it by yourself, baby, it wasn't God. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the church came alive. The church has been awakened. The church is no longer sitting, no longer laying down. The church is standing on its own two feet, saying, I'm willing, ready, and I'm able. I'm ready to take my territory. Whatever wall that is there is about to come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Whatever wall, whatever try to build itself around you and shut you in, it's coming down. See, he could have done it on day one, but he said what it requires for your faith to be stretched, it requires for you to be obedient, because day one ain't nothing but a thing in a chicken wing. Day two, you get a little winded. Day three, you start to get a little frustrated. Day four, you get a little mad now. By day five, you said the grace is gone now. But on day six, you really turn into the man that you really are. I'm tired of this. I don't want to be doing this no more. I look like a fool to the people walking around this wall. Ain't nothing being done. I look like a fool where I'm at, but it don't matter. There's something inside of me. Keep on keeping on. You don't let your wall dictate to you. But he said this. On the seventh day, when you walk around, sound an alarm. Lift up your voice and lift up a praise to the Lord. Like it had already come down. Because it wasn't until their faith was activated that the praise that went up brought breakthrough down. It shifted. It changed. They were no longer the same. They already crossed over to the promise. There wasn't no looking back. There wasn't no turning back. Because what was back there is not your future. Your future is ahead of you. Your past has been redeemed. The blood has covered you. Your life has been spared four times over. He said, I sent an angel to minister unto you in your sleep. He said, because the angel of death was trying to come and take you out. He said, but my God, has sent me to you to release the captives and set them free. You're no longer the same. You're no longer the same DNA in what you used to be. The Savior's blood is running through your veins. What desire was once there is no longer there. Stand on your feet, beloved. Stand on your feet. Lift up your hands and total surrender to the Lord. Father, by the very presence of Almighty God, let the love and the oil of God permeate His spirit. Change the DNA and the character and how he thinks of what he was. You're no longer the same. Pick up your mat and walk. You're not the same. Don't go back. Don't go back. You're a fighter. Fight your way through this thing. Come on, walk with me, man. Walk with me. I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing. Walk with me. Walk with me. He says, I'm walking with you, son. I'm taking beyond the borders of what the enemy has tried to keep you. There is nothing that's going to hold you back. Nothing's going to stop you. You're going to a better place. You're going to a place that I've ordained for your life.
You're going to a place where identity is revealed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release him into his prophetic destiny. I thank you, God, for what you're doing in his life, that he may feel like he is an outcast. But God, you have casted the net to bring him all the way in. You are not the same. I release that prophetic anointing into your life, sir. You're a wild man. You're a wild man. Daddy, let me talk to you, Daddy. There's anointing in his life that has set the captives free. Deliverance ministry runs very deep in him. There's healing in his hands, but more importantly, there's healing in his voice. And what he's about to do is going to be different and unorthodox, and people are going to try to put him in a, what we call pigeonhole, put him in a little place. He can't be pigeonholed. He can't be put in the box. He is always outside the box. It's when people try to box him in that he struggles. He gets mad. His mind does not just, it does not process the way we process. It's processing so much faster. It's seeing much more in advance and further. People would begin to say that you don't like to be still. I don't know you. He's tried to talk to me about you, and you've noticed how every time you start, I try to shut you off. You know your brother. He likes to talk. It's passion. It's passion in him. But I know by the Spirit of God, when God wants to shut some doors so I don't hear, so that God can speak directly to you, that he knows he's never told me. I hear the Spirit of God saying that your mind is going to be very creative in processes, that is not only going to create some things through a business, but prosperity is going to chase you down. I feel the anointing, man of God. I say this to you because I don't address you to who you were, what you once was, but I address you what I see you doing. You're like John the Baptist that is different. Put camel hair all over you, eat honey and eat out of the carcass of a bear. That's who you are. You're different. Celebrate it. You're not going to be like your brother Matt. He ain't going to be like you. I'm going to say it like this. With all respect to the family, sometimes you feel like you're not part of the family. In all actuality, God has placed you in the family. You were never an accident. You were purposed. And because you were purposed, thank you, Jesus. There is destiny that is getting ready to be discovered in your walk. I bless you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Daddy, your quiver is full. It's full. See, there's always been something like a piece of the puzzle missing. It's been on the table, but it's been missing. Things don't quite fit together to give the big picture. It's been missing. But the piece has been there all along, and now it's going to be put right into play. See breakthrough. See breakthrough. I hear the Spirit of God say, thank you. Thank you. You've been the glue that's been keeping it together. He said, thank you. There's been some times that this right here had gotten in the way of what you was going to come up with. God says, thank you for being steadfast and holding my faith. My faith. The quiver is full. Prophetic destiny is getting ready to be launched. Mama, I want you to get a room ready because you're about to have another baby come into the house. Another baby's coming to the house. And it's not my granddaughter, it's another one. It's another one. I know what I see. I would say unto you, Deborah, you are a woman that stands and speaks by faith. They can switch and shift an atmosphere because the love that permeates through you. Be at rest, baby. Be at rest. Be at peace. Because what you've been feeling inside of you here, Spirit is preparing you for what is coming. Be at peace, beloved. Be at peace. I prophesy to you, my eldest. Best and blessed is in front of you. But when the skies turn gray, I want you to look beyond the darkness and beyond the clouds, because the sun is on the other side. It's on the other side, and there's purpose behind it. I pray the strength of the Lord and the peace of God to be permeate you, to keep you through this. I bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to keep you. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Stay with God. Stay with God. We carry breakthrough, but it's our faith that begins to move us to different dimensions. It is our faith that will have us go beyond where we've ever been. I guess this is about my family today. Josh, stand up, sir. Clarity, understanding, and focus is coming to you. The frustration that you've been having, you've been trying to feel around on the walls in the Spirit, trying to figure out what's next, what to do. But I hear the Spirit of God saying that He's coming to bring clarity to you so that you have an understanding and walk in understanding. There's going to be a supernatural healing in your body that's taking place that you haven't even spoken to us, that you yourself don't even know. But healing is coming over your body right now, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. By your stripes, you're already healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When God begins a thing, He finishes it. He's the author and finisher. You're getting ready to step into clarity and understanding. It's like all of a sudden the light just turned on. It's going to happen so fast. You're not going to realize that it happened. You're just going to see yourself doing things different. You're going to be responding differently. And it'll be by the presence of God. I walked into your room last night and I could feel the presence. I said, God, you're doing something in here. He says, yes, He runs and hides in here. But it has been His cave where I come to meet Him. When He shuts the door, He shut the door off to the outside world, but I've come to meet Him in His world. And I've heard every cry and everything that He doesn't speak to you, Daddy, because He's afraid that you're going to get upset and you're going to get mad. Daddy, I speak to you right now as your Father. I declare to you right now that that mind is renewed. Your spirit is charged. You will be who God says you are. And everything that has come against you in your mind, God says, I have blocked it. I have blocked it. And you will fulfill your dreams. A dream is going to come to you. I hear the Spirit of God saying, I'm giving him a dream so he'll have an understanding. He will see that I've heard his cries that didn't even come out of his mouth. Understanding. I love you, son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Inez, stand up here. Inez, stand right here. Those of you that are in here right now, those that are on the podcast, if you have any sickness or ailments in your body right now, I want you to put your hand where it is right now. Put your hand where it is right now. I release this prayer of faith. And if you're in this building today, we're going to lay hands on you and believe for your healing. We're going to activate because you desire, and because you desire, you're going to obey. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I break the bonds right now off of their life that have had them enchained and in bondage through whatever sickness that is in their body or their mind or their heart. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I cancel and I curse it at its root. It is a spirit. It is a demon spirit that is not from you, God. You did not send it to them. So I declare unto this foul spirit, an unclean spirit, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity and every sickness, you are bound right now. I take authority over this atmosphere in this room and over every sickness and every disease. And I release healing and wholeness right now in Jesus' mighty name. If you received it and you believe it, I want you to shout out, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop the recording. If you